Welcome back to Only Friends,
Only Friends
podcast.
Just a couple friends
who are only
friends.
Children, except one isn't really, but it's okay. I wanted to bring this up. I saw this last week and I just thought it was interesting because I completely agree with this week and I need to know if you agree.
Okay.
It says Billboard top 10 in 2013 might be the worst list of all time.
2013. Okay. I was
Billboard top 10
graduating college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
About not, you know, 11 years ago.
Okay.
Not to age us anymore. Okay. So number one was Thrift Shop by Macklemore.
Great.
Ryan Lewis. Do you agree it's a terrible song or do you think it
for the time it was like iconic?
That's the thing. That's the problem I had with this. I was like, yeah, these all suck, but also
unless you lived through it. Yeah,
I know. But I also, the rest, I'm kind of like, I would never put any of these on. I don't think.
Let's hear.
Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke.
Oh, yeah.
Blurred Lines. Really?
Well, I'm just thinking of the nostalgia.
I know, but.
When it came out.
But to me, there's like nostalgia and then there's songs that like I don't really want to hear. And these are all the songs I don't want to hear, but they'd still give me nostalgia. But like nostalgia for me is like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears. Like to me, that's like, oh, I want to listen to this.
Okay. I guess for me, nostalgia is not always a good thing.
Oh, that's so weird. I feel like nostalgia is always a good thing to me.
But it's like I'm nostalgic about that time period. Like I'm thinking of like where I was, what those songs were like encompassing.
Yeah.
And everything. Like that's I wouldn't fair. Put these on right now. But yeah. I'm like 2013 makes sense.
Okay.
Him performing, Robin Thicke performing this song in his pinstripe suit.
With Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was a time. That was a time. 2013, I think, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to have been. Okay, Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Oh.
Radioactive.
Yeah, that one, no.
No. Harlem Shake.
I don't remember.
Oh, I don't either. I think it was like a big Vine sound.
It was.
Because it was 2013.
Why can't I think of the song?
I don't know.
I want to listen to it, but I don't want to get demonetized.
We'll play it after.
I just need like the beginning.
Should I just look it up?
It was a huge Vine song.
It was, and I can't think of it either. So we're just going to look it up. I'm really sorry, but for a second.
Yeah, we're going to look it up.
Harlem Shake.
It's honestly... Oh, yep.
It sounds like, let's take some shots. The same song?
I don't think so.
Oh. Sounds like it.
I don't really know. I'm going to have to listen to that full thing. That was a top song? Had to have been from Vine.
Four.
Had to have been from
Had
Vine.
Had to have been. Can't Hold Us, Macklemore.
Oh, yeah.
And Ryan Lewis.
Where do we go now? This is a soda.
This is a moment. Mirror, Justin Timberlake. I will say I did like that song.
Okay.
Like I'm a mirror.
Whoa.
Just Give Me a Reason.
Faith,
Nate Riss. That one's a good one.
Ooh, Pink, yeah. My queen. Nate, my king. That song. Oh,
it's
my
good.
God.
It's good. When I Was Your Man, Bruno Mars.
Oh, so baby, to be the bum.
Oh, you're gonna love the next one, actually.
Actually,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Take a wild guess.
2013. Is it Sugar? No.
No.
I don't know.
Cruise, Florida Georgia Line, featuring Nelly.
Fuck yeah.
I knew it.
Baby was song. I was a big, that year specifically. I think that's when the album came out.
Oh.
That one.
Yeah.
And loved that album. That was such a good
song. What a time.
Song.
Florida Georgia Line featuring Nelly.
And like so a crazy. Country artist on the top one. What is it? Top 10?
It was top 10 Billboard. Yeah.
We already went through 10 songs.
No, we have one more.
Oh, okay.
That was nine. Number 10. You want to guess? It's a very, she was a pop star in her prime in like 2013. She's still around, but she's not in her prime. But she's still pretty young. Like, I'm going to say 30s, maybe 40s.
Not probably 40s. In her prime. Rita Ora.
I don't think she's in her prime, but she also, you saw her sort of recently.
I saw her.
Yes.
At a concert?
Yes. Performance. Campy. Okay, Katy Perry, Roar, was number 10.
Oh.
Roar. Can't say I loved that song.
Oh, that is a phenomenal song.
I've got the...
That song makes me want to, like, punch shit.
Yeah, I guess I don't just have... I just don't have that gene, so...
I just think about it in, like, the movies it was in. I don't know. It brings me back. I would say, like, my top three from that list are Just Give Me a Reason, Cruise, and... Maybe Roar. It's either Roar or Thrift Shop. I'll do top four. Those are like my four takeaways.
Four out of the ten.
The four that I wouldn't kill.
Okay.
Fuck, marry, kill. Just fuck, kill.
Wait, how many did you do? Four?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pick Mirrors, Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
None of the others. Okay, just give me a reason.
Yeah.
That one's fine. And then I don't really care about literally any of the other ones.
Yeah, but like if you had to.
Maybe Thrift Shop because I probably know the words.
Yeah. Da-da, da-da. And it's fun.
It is fun. And then...
like if that came on and I was like out somewhere right cruise. Now, I would be like... and I was like a little tipsy.
Oh, yeah. It'd be so fun.
It'd be so fun.
I think this is also nostalgic for us because it was like when we started Vine.
Yeah.
During this year.
I was graduating college. All these songs. It was like you're day drinking.
What year did we move here again?
2015.
I always forget. It's either 2014 or 15. I can never remember.
We're coming
That's
up.
That's crazy. I graduated college in 2015 though. Like we're the same age, but I just took forever to graduate.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I graduated like the week before I drove out here.
So were you in school for
kind of
6 years?
Kind of. I mean, I went to university for 1 year, like a full on dorm, everything.
It's so funny that you call it university.
Really?
Yeah. That's like, they say that in
a uni.
Europe.
I went to uni. No, yeah. I went to university. Okay. I don't know. That's just what we call it. What do you call it?
Like college.
Just college. I think because for like in Omaha, there's so many like community colleges and then there's like nursing schools and then like universities.
But that's like anywhere.
I guess. Yeah, you're right. But in my mind, it
in Omaha.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
To university.
Like we have called like my school. It started as Westfield State College. But then by
That's
the time
so
I graduated, it was Westfield State University. Oh. Like, I literally don't know how that happens. But
maybe
like,
I'm just so much older than
you. There were so many colleges, so many universities, obviously community colleges.
Yeah.
I don't really know. It's got to be like something with the accreditation that makes it like.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
Maybe if
there.
It has a dorm, it's I feel like a university.
A what?
Maybe it has a dorm. It's
no,
technically
I had dorms.
Yeah, but it changed to university. So maybe they're like, oh, we have dorms. We have
Two
to change the name.
2 years in. They always had dorms.
I don't know. I'm just throwing shit to the wind. Yeah. I just like did a lot of random shit. I don't know. Well, then I went to like the EMT school for like 6 months, which wasn't like real school. I mean,
okay,
it was,
wait. So we started university.
Okay, university, and then after the first year, I went back to Omaha. I went to community college. The thing is, I can't remember how long. It was either a year or two. I don't know.
Okay, we did a full 2 semesters.
Yes.
Okay.
Then, I think EMT was after that. No, I don't remember. Yeah, EMT was after that.
So one.
University,
1 year
of uni.
Then another
CC,
year.
CC.
Okay.
Community college.
A whole year.
Metropolitan Community College, MCC. Okay.
Then EMT.
Then EMT, which was also at Metro.
A year?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was in community college. No, sorry. It was like 8 months or something.
Okay, but like.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a school year, sort of.
Yeah.
And then I went to Methodist for respiratory therapy school for about a year.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's at 4, yes. And then when I was doing that, I was like, too much. I have anxiety. I can't do this. Was like, I'm just going to finish at a school where I have most of my credits and I can graduate.
Okay. I was going to say like, so when you were doing like the, what's Methodist respiratory
Methodist,
thing, were you taking like gen ed classes as well? Or did you do most of them your first 2 semesters when you were at uni?
When I was at uni. Yeah. I got a lot done, but I think, but it's weird because to be a respiratory therapist, you only have to get an associate. So it's like 2 years of respiratory therapy school, I believe.
Oh, but then like after a year, you were like, never mind.
Yeah, well, I had so much anxiety going to the hospital and stuff. I was like, no, fuck that. Like, could you imagine me, like, placing someone on a ventilator?
It's like, so crazy thinking about, like, if you had to pay for your student loans yourself.
I know. Well, I was always in state. So it was always like...
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah, I guess. But the thing is, like, community college is, like, way cheaper than... I mean, the university I went to is probably so expensive, but I got a full-ride scholarship, though.
Oh, wow.
I didn't actually.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you literally told me like your grandfather paid for your college.
Yeah. I was like so lucky. My grandpa like stumbled upon this like land that he didn't know he owned.
Wow.
So like, yeah, I was very lucky. Got my student loans paid off. Yeah, I would have.
Was he
very
still,
privileged.
Was he still alive when you were going through it all? He's like, Carly.
She's like, God fucking
running
damn
me
it.
Fucking dry.
No, I actually think he like paid the rest. Like my parents were paying for it.
Of course.
Through most of it. And then I think like whatever I owed after.
Oh.
Yeah.
King. That's king shit.
He was still alive. Because my mom was like, you need to call grandpa and thank him. And I was like, I will.
I'd be like, I don't, thank him for what?
That's awkward. I don't want to. Yeah. My grandpa also like. Was in heart failure for maybe 15 years and lived on Cheetos and Dr. Pepper.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So icon.
I think it helps.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
Well, here we are.
Using our degrees.
A 100%.
Which I don't even have.
We have like the same degree. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your, you have a degree, but you don't.
No, I don't. I don't have a degree, but I graduated.
Right.
That's graduated.
So fucked up. Why they let you graduate? They're not going to hand you a degree.
I literally, it was 2 credits. I finished all my gen ed.
You should finish it this year.
I probably would have to do like everything over.
You have to go back to math.
All of my gen ed and all of my major and all of my like, I can't even think of the word.
Oh, yeah, like the extra classes?
No. That's like, I would say like gen ed. And then my major, and then my, like, because I did communications, but a focus in PR.
Oh, okay.
So I had to, like, then do, like, all of that.
Aaron's our PR person.
And so all of it was done. But because, like, one of my classes was, like, 1 credit instead of 3, they were like, you have to do 2 more credits.
Were you, like, pissed when you heard that?
Yeah.
That's crazy, actually.
I was like, why? I could do, like, underwater basket weaving. Like, why does it matter?
It doesn't,
like, I don't have to take a class. And, like, I have to pay more money to take a class.
Well, yeah, that's how it works.
It's crazy. And I was like, I don't have fucking $1,000 to take a dumb fucking class.
Yeah. It's very stupid.
It was so annoying.
If you graduate, they should hand you a degree.
Like, yeah.
I'm sorry. Who cares?
If you finish everything, like, what? The credit is literally just, like, a number.
Yeah.
But I did all of the coursework.
It's not like you didn't take... It's not like you're becoming a doctor and you forgot to take anatomy.
No.
Like, it's literally... She could have taken basket weaving.
No, I finished everything. Yeah,
that's insane.
It could literally be, like, I could take a superlative to finish my degree, which is so stupid.
What class is really called?
What class?
Like, basket weaving, yoga class, like, all these,
like... what are they?
Yeah, there's some term for it that I...
Like, home ec...
Yes.
Women's studies.
Yeah, women's
studies. I did take a women's studies class.
It's like a bonus class. I don't know.
I've definitely told you this before, but I took a walking class.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's hilarious.
And I think that's what it was. It's so because, like, walking was, like, 2 degrees.
I would love a walking class.
I think it was because walking was 2 degrees, and that was, like, half of a semester.
Uh-huh.
And then whatever I took for the second half was also only 2 credits, not 3.
Okay, I need to go back to walking class.
Oh, yeah. What did we do?
Was this a gym class?
No, it was literally a walking class.
So, but where did you go for class?
We would meet at Woodward, which was, like, the athletic center.
Okay.
And then, like, my teacher was, like, some older woman. So nice. But you basically would get, like, paired up with a partner at the beginning of the semester. I'm pretty sure I'm remembering this correctly. I don't know. I would, like, literally go drunk half the time. And you would each... And it was a walking class.
Yeah, like,
not learning anything.
You could literally do anything.
And you would each pick, like, a different form of walking as exercise. And then every time class would meet, like, you would teach that method to everybody. So I was also a teacher.
Oh, that's actually really scary.
Yeah, but it was like, this is what you do. Like, literally, you'd be like, okay, we're going to do speed walking today. And these are the benefits of speed walking.
That's
and then
so
we would
funny.
Go walk around the fucking track.
That's so funny. I'd take that class now. Like, I wish.
I know.
I wish you could have got more credits for that class.
It was so funny. It was my daily exercise.
I love that.
Once a week. But hilarious. I was like, I can't remember if I'm going to walking class today.
Man, I feel like we didn't have any, like, well, probably at the uni because it was so big. I didn't also get to the chance, get a chance to take the extra classes like that. But.
Well, and you were only there for a short time.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, these were like my senior fuck off classes. Because
totally.
I was like, oh, I finished everything.
I feel like we just never had anything like that.
And then, like, but you maybe. Would think an advisor would be like, by the way, maybe...
I know, that's
maybe
kind of their job.
Tack on another semester of walking.
Why don't we go back? We'll do another semester of walking.
I wonder
you'll get your
what
degree.
It would take for me to get my degree.
You should, like, call and ask.
Yeah.
You should just like, see. Because hey. What if they're like... Because I feel like credits have to stick around.
I don't know.
I wonder how long credits are good for.
Probably, like, 5 years. How...
It also probably depends on the school.
How long are college
credits
good for?
We're Googling.
Before.
I would just say how they're good for. How long are they good for?
As a general rule, college credits do not expire.
Oh my God, slay. Time to go walk.
Wait, it says whether you earn a degree with those credits, however, is a bit more complicated.
Okay.
Ultimately, it'll be up to your institution to decide. So
you should call and ask.
Obviously, they will not be legit because they're going to want you to take more classes so they can make more money.
Maybe you could do remote learning.
That's the
walk
thing.
On Zoom.
No, I literally could have taken a class online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like how I graduated.
But that was like the dumbest thing. I was like, yeah. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I guess I could, that would be fun. I could call and be like, hey, What's the tea?
Where's my degree? You could like be care. You could Karen them.
Gaslight them.
Yeah, be like, I fully walked. Took like, this class. Can somebody? Yeah, it's been so long. They probably have no idea. You could totally gaslight them.
Yeah,
gaslighting our uni.
Hey, that could be a fun little thing.
Yeah,
couldn't get my degree for what? For a YouTube video?
Yeah,
you could just write it off.
Yeah,
I literally think at the time, like the for me to do the class, it was $800. And I was like, okay, but like I have to pay that one out of pocket. Like yeah. There wasn't like an option for me to do it through my loans. And I was like, I can't do that. I'm literally a 21-year-old broke bitch.
That's the thing. Like I'm so fucking lucky that like I didn't have to pay for my student loans. Like Jesus Christ. But like how are you supposed to know at 18 when you start going to college?
What
like
you want
to
do?
Or like you don't even understand debt. Really? No. Or like how much money this shit really is and then you're stuck with it for paying it off for God knows how long.
I know.
Crazy.
Well.
I think that's a little rude and it should just be free.
Agree.
Walking class should be free.
Are you, what's that thing that.
Sorry?
It's like we would take on other people's loans. Like it would come out in our tax dollars.
I have no idea.
What is it called?
I don't know.
Just like free college. I literally don't know what it's called. It's called something. But all the Republicans on Facebook are like, I paid for my college, so you're going to pay for yours.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, but like I'd rather my tax dollars go to that. And like I fucking paid for that too.
I agree.
As opposed to like war.
Because some people are not selfish.
Yeah.
It's like the, whatever. Like, stupid.
It's so crazy that our country just puts everybody in debt.
That's what they do.
Oh, I wanted to also say Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, Happy Valentine's
Day. Today is Valentine's Day. Kiss, are you doing anything fun for the big old day?
I honestly haven't even thought about it. No idea.
I know I need to get TJ a present.
Oh, yeah. I'm so bad with that. I always like forget.
I know. I don't know what to do.
What do we do?
Sorry, boys.
I mean, they have us. We are their gift. What are you counting?
This will be our 9th Valentine's Day.
Holy shit, dude. That is crazy. Rolling her eyes.
That's so crazy.
That's crazy. You guys have been together almost a decade.
I know. Oh my God.
A decade under the influence.
Sad, small, sweet, so delicate. That's all I had to say. Is Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. If you're listening, we did just kiss.
Yep.
If you're watching, sorry for lying. Okay. just crazy.
I hope that you guys all have a happy day of love.
Or with
whether
friends.
It's with your friends, with yourself, a little self-love day.
With your parents. yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Siblings.
I've always celebrated Valentine's Day, even with friends. Like, we would just go out and get drunk and have fun.
Oh, that's fun.
I think it's, like, not... It's, like, not cute to, like, mourn the day.
Yeah. I remember we kind of talked about this on Good Influences when we had Laura... Yeah, Laura DIY. And we were, like, I've never associated with, like, being sad on Valentine's Day.
No.
But
I could get if you just, like, went through a heartbreak.
100%.
And you're, like, oh, I want to fucking die.
Yeah, of course. That's reasonable.
Of course.
I think it's crazy when people are, like, I'm so sad I don't have anyone today. It's, like, really, it's fucking Valentine's Day. It's okay.
Yeah, like, it's a fake holiday that Hallmark created. Yeah. You're going to be just fine.
You'll be just fine. If you are sad, literally do not be sad, please.
You'll be just fine.
You will.
Well, we can get into this date history.
Okay.
If you have nothing else to say.
Nothing at the top of my head.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, you have nothing.
Should I have been prepared?
No.
Okay.
Well, how are we doing?
20 minutes. Pretty good. We're pre-recording, by the way, so.
Shh. Don't.
Well, not really. Like, sort of.
Yeah. The Super Bowl happened, but we haven't seen it yet, so technically we are.
That is, yeah.
I'm so. Here, this is what we can do. We can talk about how excited we are that the Chiefs won.
Oh my God, so excited. Taylor looked so
beautiful. Like, what an absolute queen she was.
So,
for, like,
queen-y.
Performing in Tokyo.
They,
for
like,
so
break
long.
Up before.
And I actually saw an interview this morning where Travis was on a panel. It's Thursday, by the way. Thursday the 8th.
We're recording early, yeah.
And they literally were like, who's going to get the ring first, the 49ers or Taylor?
They asked him that?
Yes. And he was like, well, I hope I'm the one who leaves the game with a ring. Like, what a weirdo. People are so fucking
it's
weird.
It's really weird that people are like thinking that he's really going to propose to her.
Oh, that's, I'm like, I'm embarrassed for you.
That's embarrassing. It's almost like proposing at a wedding, to be honest.
100%.
There's no, he's not going to do that. That's so cringy.
He proposes with the Super Bowl ring.
That's like what people are assuming. That's
literally this thing. He's not going to do that. And no. If he did, I would be like, I hate them now.
I really feel like they're not going to get engaged for a while if they do. I mean, I don't know them, obviously.
Just because they're in love, like, let them live.
It's also like the first couple months. Well, yeah. It's been like 6 months probably. But still, you're still like in a lavender haze, if you will, that early. What? When did they start? She's counting again.
Like 7 months if they started seeing each other in July.
I'd still say a little bit more, a little lavender haze still.
Oh,
I mean, also with being distant, like being apart a lot is like, yeah, yeah.
They are just, let them live.
Let them live their lives.
And like, this is supposed to be like a like amazing moment for Travis. Like, don't make it about anything other than like him.
Yeah.
Taylor wouldn't want you guys doing that.
No. And people are blaming her. So like, she's making out about her. It's like, no, she's not. She's literally just going to support her boyfriend. Yeah. And it's the channel that is putting her on TV.
She literally, when the camera went on her at like one of the last games, she's like, can you stop?
Oh, she said that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Like
what, something along those lines.
Can you stop?
Yeah. She was like, now. Leave me alone.
She's like, mom about it.
Yeah. So
put it down now.
Yeah, I am excited. Also, I watched, I think it was maybe Good Morning America had Donna Kelsey on today. And they pulled up her Facebook profile picture, which is a photo of Donna and then like 30 people in a suite at one of the games. And Taylor just so happens to be in the photo. Yeah. And they were just asking her, they were like, so big things, you made Taylor your banner on Facebook. Oh my
God.
And then she just reiterates, she's like, well, it's like a photo of us and everyone who was so excited to be
there. Leave the poor woman alone. She doesn't know how to answer these questions.
Oh, it's not done.
Oh, sorry.
She's like, to support my son. And, you know, like, turns it back to him. And she was like, but yeah, like, happy that Taylor was there. And they're like, well, do you have like any selfies with Taylor? And she was like, a couple, yeah.
Like, she's a mom, but literally, leave her alone.
It's just such weird, like, weird, thirsty things.
Yeah.
You like, I could get it if it was like, does it make you happy seeing how excited Taylor is for your son? Not like, do you have selfies in your camera roll with
Can
Taylor?
We see them?
Like, it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Ask leave the poor questions. Woman alone.
Obviously, like, the first time she was interviewed, she didn't know how to, like, respond.
Yes.
Which is, like, so classic. Like, if my mom was on the spot like that, she would also be like, I don't know what I can and cannot say.
Totally.
Poor woman. But she looks great at the Super Bowl as well.
Yes. Stunning queen.
So fun.
Okay, now let's do it. Now let's do it if they lose. I'm just, guys, it was such a good game, but I'm just so upset.
Dang, Kansas City. Taylor's probably so sad.
So sad. And she flew all the way home from Tokyo.
What a loss.
Oh,
she did all those carbon emissions for a game that they should have stayed in Tokyo.
Totally.
Actually, I don't know if she has more shows there. But
hate to see it.
Does she have more shows in Tokyo? No. Okay. I was like, God damn, that's crazy.
I think she goes somewhere else after that.
Okay.
I don't know if it's like back to Asia. Let me look quick.
Back to December. Oh,
Olivia Culpo looked beautiful. She's one of the wags of the other team.
Brittany Mahomes was there.
Oh, yep.
What?
Yeah.
Do you think I was going to say someone else?
I thought you were going to talk about the 49ers.
I don't even know who that is.
They're the team that won the Super Bowl.
They won it last year?
No.
They won the Super Bowl?
Party.
Oh, yeah, for if they lose. Sorry. I went back to real life and I forgot what we were doing.
We're in the bit.
Sorry. Yeah, okay, they won, and I can't. City are they from?
She goes back to Singapore.
Oh,
but not until March.
Oh, she has a month. Oh, sorry, she has a month off.
Yeah,
like between the Super Bowl and
Singapore. Her last show is February 10th, and then she doesn't go back to Singapore until March 3rd.
Wait, that's kind of fun. So can they like hang out?
Yeah.
Or does he? Do you have to do something after the Super Bowl once you're done? Do you get shipped off somewhere? Oh, and that's it. And then when do they start practicing again?
They're done.
For a while?
Yeah.
Soleil.
I mean, they'll, like, probably train and, but
that's what like, I mean, like, off, stuff like that they have to be home for.
The preseason doesn't start until, like, August.
Oh. Yeah. Is he going to go on tour with her?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what everyone was saying.
I, like, haven't really been following
this Super Bowl stuff. This is, like, a while
ago. Well, okay.
Because they were, like, for her birthday, he got her, like, I feel like I talked about this. He, like, booked all these, like, nice hotels in, like, Italy and all these
places.
Not
with me. I know my memory is bad, but like, I don't think we talked about this.
I think I talked about it on here as a story.
Okay, well, let us know.
If not, then I do apologize. But
and if I'm wrong, I apologize.
I wish I didn't delete stuff because I read a whole article on TMZ. And he, like, for her birthday gift, because everyone, like, said that she got the ring or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He got her the ring, but it was, like, it was actually this girl. And so then they came out being, like, he actually got her all these, like, really thoughtful gifts because they like to spend time together. So he booked, like, the nicest hotels in all of these cities for when they're on tour. So, like, he can hang with her on her off days or whatever.
I can't remember.
Maybe I didn't.
I'm really sorry if we didn't talk about this.
Well, it's not like I feel we went into deep detail.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just like, I don't remember, but I have terrible memory, so.
Well, we also might not have said it.
Okay.
Well. I might have just read it and then never said it.
I think maybe you did say it, but my brain was so focused on her birthday, I didn't catch the tour thing. I don't know. That's a very me thing to do.
This was after her birthday.
Okay, maybe I'll listen, see if we talked about it.
How will you figure out what
episode? I thought you meant like the week after her birthday or something.
No, I don't think it came out until like a while after.
Because oh, yeah, no.
Even after her birthday, like Kelly Teller didn't make those TikToks until like Dumois was posting all of these like untrue things. And I feel like that was like weeks after.
I think Kelly Teller's TikTok.
Which one?
Just like her TikToks she's been making.
Oh,
it's just funny because like I don't care, people like she's so like thirsty, whatever, like whatever, but she is doing a lot of like Taylor songs like with Taylor. It's just kind of silly.
Well,
but I mean, I would.
And Taylor's cringe.
Yeah,
she probably she's like probably that's so good.
Yeah, yeah. I love her. Our cringe queen.
Okay, well, congrats to the Super Bowl champs.
Also, I want to say we did get some comments on our last podcast. I was like, do you guys like Taylor Swift? Because like trying so negative. No, we were just like, she's our girl.
What did we say that was bad about her?
We were just talking like pretty negatively about like the album and stuff. Like so stupid, like stuff like that.
Just the title.
Yeah. But we were also saying like she was cringe doing all these things. But I think that she was. And I've always said that.
Yeah.
Like her.
She's like millennial core cringe.
Even like the Reputation tour, like I love watching it, but there's like cringy dance moves up. But yes. Like that's who she is, and I like that about her.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Still don't like the album title name.
I know, I still don't like it either.
Oh, my TikTok, you're so right about people really turning against her because I keep seeing things that I'm like, oh God, Taylor.
I know, but it's so fitting for Reputation, Taylor's version.
Yeah, I saw that last night.
She's literally going into the same.
People were like, she's overexposing on purpose.
You think? I mean, that would be insane.
I don't think so.
I know, but like, could you imagine that's her plan? That's so crazy.
Like I think for me, it's like the videos of her like beating up Jack Antonoff. I'm just like, I need to never see this.
Oh, when I saw it live, I was like, I was like, I know people are
and she's
like,
she was
I don't care, but I know.
Up in the chair, beating him up on stage. I think
she was just like on roids or drunk.
Like hanging out with football people too much. But I was like, this is too much for me. Like I am cringing so hard. Like, please, Taylor, just be normal.
She's normally like so good at award shows. Like she's
always kind of like that though.
Definitely. But it was just like a lot of moments, I think. Also, I saw something interesting. It was just a comment. So I don't know how true it is. So. Sorry if this is not true, but somebody said in the video of her receiving her award from Celine Dion, when it pans to Celine, she says, you're welcome. So people think Taylor said thank you while the camera was not on her.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Oh, okay.
But they looked like ants.
Like it was like, who knows?
So far away.
Oh, they like showed a video?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was like a full video.
I hear people try to prove something with a video, but it's like, but I can't see anything.
That was like Mike when we were talking the other day and he was like, Ed Sheeran was like, he was like, oh, she's a genius. And I was like, I didn't see that.
Oh, there's like a clip you can tell. But also people
but
thought he was saying
it.
I know, because someone posted it. It was like, LOL, Ed Sheeran just said this is bullshit. Because it looks like he's saying it like in an English accent. And I was like, oh, that sucks if he said that. But then someone was like, no, he said she's brilliant. I was like, oh, that's nice. I hope it's that.
But it's interesting because I watched it and I saw the bullshit comment. I was like, doesn't look like he said that.
Oh, see, I'm so convinced.
And then the genius
by anything.
Thing, I was like, it doesn't look like he said that either. And they were so weird all night.
I agree. But I don't know. We don't know anything. Lana Del Rey did post the videos of her and Taylor going up on the stage and stuff. Or, like, not the stage, but, like, Taylor winning and, like, you know, that whole moment that people are upset about. She did post it on her Instagram with, like, other stuff. So I feel like it's fine.
Yeah, because Taylor didn't have, like, bad intentions by it.
Yeah.
And I think that the people who are upset by it are, like, either really hardcore Lana fans or, like, people who are projecting.
Yeah.
Because, of course, I get like, oh, that seems weird to do. Like if my friend was like, I don't want to, I'd be like, okay.
Totally.
But I think that genuinely Taylor cares so much about like women and creatives. And she like is, it's so important for her to have them all get the credit they deserve. Mm-hmm. She's like, this is an amazing woman. Like we need to support her. And I think she just wanted to like have Lana have that moment. Yeah.
And all the fake Swifties are like, she's so manipulative. She brought her on stage because she wanted to rub it in her face that she won the Grammy.
I don't think that that's how she
is. I don't think
is.
So either. I do understand it looks bad. Like, I think it looks like very like, ooh, but
she didn't go up there and be like, I did this like myself. I carved the way for myself. Here I am. She literally was like, everybody thank Lana Del Rey for like paving the way for all of these women in the music industry. Like, she's a force.
Yeah, they forget to say all that too. Yeah, they forget to. But they think that she's just doing it to like be manipulative. It's like,
is like, okay, whatever.
Okay, we're back to 2016. That's fine. You like, guys can go. We'll go to the concert, so you guys don't have to come.
I know. If you're gonna think that, then you just like are a negative thinker,
or just like hate Taylor Swift. That maybe you're a positive thinker, but you hate Taylor Swift. Yeah, which
I don't think that they go together.
I don't think so either.
Okay, I saw TikTok last night that made me so mad. It was like this girl. It was, you know, the ones that are like day one of me convincing myself.
Was it an influencer?
I have no idea. It was just like some girl, but she was like in the mirror and it was like day one of me like hearing why like Taylor Swift is the best or something like that. And then it was, and then it like went to day two, but she was just not.
That's she's an influencer. She's I know, it made me so upset too, but she's like friends, she's friends with like Matt and Patricia and like all them, and I'm like, how are they okay with this?
Who is it?
I forget her name. She's like, you've definitely seen her before. It was like day one of understanding the hype around Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that narrative.
And I'm just like, you aren't like other girls.
I would do that though, I feel like, with other people. So
yeah,
I'm not above it.
Yeah, you would.
I know.
Okay, let's go on to this day in history.
Slay. We love history class.
Tati Westbrook.
Oh, birthday.
She's 42.
These are birthdays, by the way.
And they're
42?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Phil Lewis, he plays Mr. Mosby on The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
Oh, okay.
He's 56.
Okay. I never really watched it. Is it like a sin?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured.
What were you watching?
Was it on Disney or Nickelodeon?
Disney.
Sorry, because I was a Disney kid.
I'm pretty sure it was Disney.
And Cartoon Network.
I watched both a lot.
So. I think it was on Disney. Pretty sure.
I'm almost positive they were Disney.
I can like see the Disney logo. Yeah. I watch so much other stuff.
But what, if not Suite Life?
Well, like, what years was this?
Well, we were in high school.
I feel like I was watching Hannah Montana, but, like, nothing else on Disney at that point. Yeah, but me too. I just never watched it. It's like SpongeBob. I just never got around to it. I was young. I had things to do.
I just feel like you would have liked it.
I probably would have, for sure.
I think you should really do a rewatch.
It's like Potomac. I'd probably love it. Haven't started it.
You should do a rewatch of Zack and Cody.
I've never watched it in the first place.
A pre-watch,
A first watch.
Yeah.
I also didn't ever watch Drake and Josh, which is also, I feel, a sin. I feel like I missed out on a couple shows.
I just don't understand what you were watching then.
I couldn't tell you. It was high school. I probably was watching a lot of
Disney Channel shows. 2005.
2005?
Yeah, that's like when Zack and Cody started.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Good call.
She also never watched High School Musical.
No, no.
I just think that you are lying.
I'm not.
And you're a fake Disney person.
No, I'm not.
You only watch Disney, but you didn't watch any of the good stuff?
Well, I watched Disney more in like elementary, middle school. It was like,
okay,
Lizzie McGuire, Even Stevens.
That's, okay, yeah.
That's Disney. Yep.
Even Stevens. You never watched Nickelodeon?
Not really. I watched Nick at Night, like an old person.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was watching like fucking Gilligan's Island when I was a kid. I'm trying to think what else. What else was on Disney? Oh, Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
But that was like later. I was like watching Hannah Montana. And I was like, I know I'm like too old for this, but I still like it.
We weren't.
We weren't?
No.
Okay. What else was I watching?
Life with Derek.
Yeah. Can you read off the 2005?
Okay. We've got Suite Life, Life with Derek. Mm-mm. These are all cartoons. The Buzz on Maggie.
I don't think I was watching any cartoons.
Doodle Bops. Okay. Yeah, me neither.
The cartoons are for kids too, I think. So it's like,
yeah. I don't know any of these.
Oh, well, read some. Maybe I would know.
They're all cartoons.
Oh, yeah. Don't read the cartoons.
Or Johnny and the Sprites.
No.
Yeah, that looks like for literal children. And that's it in 2005. I can do 2006.
Yeah, try it. Go through every year. I'm just kidding.
Hannah.
Okay.
X Games. And that is it for
Jesus.
That are not.
What was like the show where they would like talk about movies? Movie Surfers or something like that?
Did you ever watch Wizards of Waverly Place?
No. Did you?
I would see like episodes. Yeah. But at this point, it was 2007.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but.
Like that's how I feel about Zack and Cody. Like, I just don't know.
Well, that came out in 2 years prior.
Oh.
So.
2 years. How dare I even compare?
Phineas and Ferb.
Never watched that.
Me neither. I just wasn't a cartoon gal.
Oh, yeah, it was a cartoon. I loved Cartoon Network, though, but those are like adult cartoons, like sort of. Like Powerpuff Girls, Johnny Bravo.
I didn't
really. See, I loved like Ed, Ed and Eddie, South Park, yeah, which is not a Cartoon crazy. Network, but I watched that with like
Sunny
my dad.
With a Chance. Oh, that's the one with Demi.
Oh,
we see, were graduating because we yeah. were graduating high school.
Yeah.
That would be like a criminal offense, straight to jail.
Yeah, no. That's when I was watching Hannah Montana, but whatever. Like senior year.
Yeah, but you had been already watching it for a year. So it's like you had to keep up with it, you know?
Yeah, of course. I watched a lot of That 70s Show during high school. I feel like I had like moved to like.
I did it all.
I watched The Office, Parks and Rec. Yeah, I was watching too. A lot of like NBC lineup stuff.
Desperate Housewives.
Oh, I never watched it, but my mom always had it on.
You should. It's the best show.
I know.
You got homework this weekend. You got homework while I'm gone.
Okay.
You have to watch all of Suite Life.
All of Suite Life?
I'll disclude.
How many seasons are there?
I'll exclude the Suite Life on Deck. So, like, you only watch The Hotel.
Oh.
And then get as far as you can into Desperate Housewives.
That's So Raven? Sorry. Now I'm thinking more Disney. Like, all those shows.
I feel like that was, like, when we were younger. Let's see.
Yeah, yeah. I think I just, like, wasn't really watching Disney as much in, like, high school.
Best Disney shows.
Ooh, yeah.
Suite Life was so good.
This is the Suite Life.
Suite Life, Good Luck Charlie, Austin and Allie.
No.
Shake It Up.
No.
Jesse.
Oh, that's with, yeah, okay.
Debbie or whatever.
Yeah.
Even Stevens, Lizzie McGuire, That's So Raven, Phil of the Future. Did you watch that?
I, like, would see it, I think, but I wasn't ever, like, that interested.
Wow.
Remember, like, My Sister from Planet Weird?
No.
Oh, that Disney had such good, like, original, like, Disney Channel movies.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what any of these other ones are. Zeke and Luther?
No. Nope.
Oh, Out of the Box. Love
that. Out of the Box.
The Fast Lane. Never I heard didn't of it. Do it. Okay.
All right.
Well, you've got your homework and we can move on.
Wait, so I have to watch all of Suite Life?
Yeah. Wait, let me see. What are
Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
What else?
That's a good start.
Oh, okay.
No, you won't watch them.
Yeah, no. Maybe I'll start one of them. Definitely. If I start one, it's going to be Potomac. It's not going to be Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
Really?
I said if.
It'll be Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yeah.
I've fallen off this season. It is not
good. Oh, really? Well.
Suite Life only has 3 seasons. And I think the episodes are like 20 minutes.
Yeah. They definitely are.
You can fly through that. You'll get through that in a day.
I'm just like miserable watching it. Fucking hate this.
It's so fun. Brenda's song. Ashley Tisdale.
I know. It's got to be iconic for sure. Yeah. But.
Okay.
I'm just not, so.
We've got 2 movies coming out today. Madam Web.
Oh.
And Bob Marley, One Love.
I'm curious how that movie's going to go. I've heard mixed things already. Bob Marley.
Oh.
I've heard, I don't know where I saw it, but someone was like, it was terrible.
It might have been from me.
Maybe.
Because I know someone who saw a screener of it, and they were like, I didn't like it.
Maybe it was from you. I can't remember. I'm interested in seeing, though. I love a doc like that, or like a movie like that. Mm-hmm. Like a, what's it called? Not a period piece, but like a biography kind
biopic.
Of thing. Yes, biopic. Thank you.
Yeah, and then Madam Web looks pretty bad.
I'm going to be honest, I haven't seen anything about it, really.
Oh, well, you would never watch it.
Is it like superhero?
Like Avengers, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then we have Silence of the Lambs. Did you know that came out in our birth year?
Really?
Silence of the Lambs is older than the both of us, that means.
Have you seen it?
I've probably seen it like walking past a TV when my parents were watching it.
Is that the one with
Anthony Hopkins?
And Hannibal Lecter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, I've never seen it.
Claddies.
Doesn't he like not do that?
What?
Wasn't it like a Mandela effect? Like he doesn't actually do that?
Yeah, Dwight did it on The Office.
Oh, okay.
That's what I that was quoting. Sense. I've never seen Silence of the Lambs.
Okay, okay.
He could do it. I don't know.
I don't think he does. I think it was like a...
Just Dwight.
But it's probably it. Because Dwight did it that everyone started doing it and that became a whole Mandela yeah. effect.
Okay. Wayne's World.
Oh.
All Time Low. Formed. Sorry. Beat It by Michael Jackson. Starships by Nicki Minaj.
My God.
The movie Fighting With My Family, which is so good. And Vegas Vacation.
Slay. A lot of good movies there.
I know.
Fighting With My Family sounds so familiar. I feel like I've seen that.
It's about wrestling?
No, but I do know what it's about. Or I mean, I remember watching the trailer.
It's so
That's
good.
What it is.
Florence is in it. It's just a really good, it's a good movie. Loved it.
It was like kind of recent, right? Like in the past like 5 years or something. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I think I remember just seeing it because I was going to a lot of movies in 2019. And I feel like I would see it like every preview.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Vanderpump?
Yeah.
We had some comments like, no Vanderpump talk, which it actually kind of sucks because we record these on Mondays. And by the time these come out, it's going to be the next episode.
Yeah,
I was realizing.
People are like, okay with
no,
it.
No, I agree. I still want to talk about it. It's yeah. just like, I wish it
It'll
lined
just
up
be
better.
A week behind.
Yeah. But, oh, so it was part of the emo night episode.
Yeah.
Which well, was so
I have
fun to
bullet
watch.
Points of
okay, go. Yeah.
The how the episode went.
Oh, slay.
So basically starts with Tom returning to his in Ariana's house, and we are introduced to quite possibly like
the most iconic character.
Yeah. Anne, his assistant, who I have since seen is like full team Ariana.
Full team Ariana
on her Instagram.
That's so funny.
She's like been to all of her things. I think that like it hasn't really been confirmed of whether or not she worked for the both of them.
Oh yeah. Did you send me a TikTok about it?
Maybe.
You sent me like a bunch last night. I feel like maybe it was in there, but yeah, it was like it looked like she was also Ariana's assistant at one point, but we don't really
yeah.
know.
It was like of a girl talking about all of it.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. Like watching her scenes, I was like, oh my God.
The poor girl. Like the poor girl.
But it was so funny because every time Tom would tell her something, I feel like she had to like hide herself from like laughing.
I know.
She was holding in a smirk.
I think she was like really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because I kind of do that too. I'm like,
but
oh,
I
she's
also
fine.
Think now knowing her background, like she's an improv girly and like does all this stuff that she probably was like, this is like, I think that she wasn't as uncomfortable as it portrayed. Like, I think she genuinely was like maybe having fun with it.
I hope.
Because I just, and she's older.
Yeah, she's like
the
in her
TikTok
40s. TikTok
says that
I
she
think.
Was like 42 or something.
Yeah, she looks so young.
I know.
I thought she was like a kid, not a kid, but like, you know, in her 20s
yeah.
or something. But she's hilarious. I love her to bits.
And she just the is poor girl. Constantly like, I'm sorry, but
I know.
I'm sorry, but
I just like, I'd be so uncomfortable trying to text Ariana on Tom's behalf when like I'm on Ariana's side. Like, how uncomfortable
I know.
Is that?
Well, she probably would like talk shit about him to Ariana and be like, well, whatever.
I don't know.
I bet.
The podcast that she has is called We Signed an NDA. Haven't listened to it.
I don't know.
Can they talk about anything?
I don't know.
They just are silent the whole time. That'd be yeah. so funny.
I hope that some people just do like recaps because frankly, I don't have the
Is
time.
It a new podcast?
Yeah, I think it's literally they put out a trailer and then
That's
the
so
first
funny.
Episode.
Tom is probably like, what the fuck, man? Tom is probably so
He's
upset.
He's probably like, Anne, have me on your pod.
No, Tom is definitely.
I
Come
saw
on, man.
Last night that made such a good point. And I cannot remember for the life of me what it was. It must have been a TikTok, but it was somebody who was on a podcast. Oh, it was a clip of Sheena's podcast. She had a bunch of people on it. I didn't know who they were. And this guy was like, something that really bothered me was that in the Nick Viall interview, it like gave away the season.
Oh, yes.
In the sense that like the whole interview, Tom is still being so defensive. Clearly hasn't learned anything.
Yeah.
And the guy was saying, like, I, you know, was thinking that this season it was going to be, like, his redemption arc and he was going to, like, apologize and take accountability. But
it's kind
like,
of a spoiler.
Yeah. It's like, okay, we know that he seems even more angry currently.
Yeah.
So, like, I can only imagine what he's going to be, like, during the whole season.
I will say this show would be so much crazier if there's no social media.
I know.
Could you imagine having to wait? For the next season. Because it's like, oh, we see Ariana and Sheena hang out. So we know they're fine right now. We know Lala's fine with this person. And Katie's fine with this person. Because we see them together. But it's like, so then you watch the show and you're like, okay, they're obviously fighting. But in real life, they're fine. So they're definitely fine now. Yeah. I kind of don't like that. But
it's very interesting.
It's tough. Especially with like the Scandoval of it all. Like when they were all doing a
million
podcasts.
Known.
No, I know. But like they were doing a million podcasts a day. And it was like, okay, I feel like we've heard every angle of this. But, like,
if there was no social media, we would have literally never known it happened.
No, and it would be fucking insane to watch it on the show. It's like the, I'm sure when you watched it, when it happened. Did you watch Vanderpump as it came out?
Yes.
Okay, so season two, the whole Jax, Kristen, Stassi thing, that was probably, was it, like, shocking?
Yes.
Yeah, and, like, if social media was around, that might have already come out, like, a year before it aired.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, basically Tom is telling his assistant Anne, Queen Anne, that he wants to have people over his and Ariana's house for his birthday. So then she has to text Ariana and be like, hi, like, Tom wants to have these people. And she's like, no,
not this happening. Is my house too. I'm leaving.
But then they wind up coming to an agreement that he can have people over until midnight. And it was very interesting to me because, like, I love the pettiness.
Yeah.
And that's quite honestly Ariana's pettiness. Is. Like, she's just being petty. She's not even going to be at the house.
Yeah.
But I can, like, understand the sentiment of, like,
you don't get to do stuff here. You ruin this house.
You had parties at my house all the time. You had an affair in my home.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have to, like, deal with that and, like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. And she told Anne she would call cops on him.
Yeah, I know. Which is hilarious. Just so petty.
Yeah, but then she had a conversation with Lala where Lala was like, I think that you're being petty, basically.
But it's like, as a friend, like,
I would slap her across the
face. No, it's like, as a friend, you're not going to be like, well, because it's like, obviously, legally, he could probably have the party.
Of course.
Or already knows that. Like, I'm not going to say that to somebody who's I'm very close to be like, you actually might be kind of wrong about this. Yeah. It's like, no, you're right, no matter what. Because it also just shows Tom's character so much. Because if he cared at all, he would be like, I'm obviously going to have it somewhere else. So I don't bother her. I've already fucked her up enough.
Oh, he's such a narcissist.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
I mean, of course, also, like, production could be like, Tom, have a party.
Totally.
Which I, totally. Know, I'll take into consideration.
Probably happened, to be honest.
Could take that into consideration. However, I didn't like Lala in the moment.
Yeah. She's kind of weird this season so far, but I think she's going through it.
He's doing this weird thing again.
What is that? She's shaking.
She has like acid reflux. She's doing it all last night, poor baby.
Oh.
Paris, you look like you're getting a little thick. yeah, it's very interesting, especially because, like, in the previews, you see Lala being like, oh, she's the first person who got cheated on, and now she's a god. So it's like, I'm so interested to see how this will progress.
Me too. Because
it seems like she's, like, mad based on little clips that we've seen.
I agree. She's probably a little hurt by the fact that this happened to her and nothing happened. But, like, with Ariana, she's, like, making millions of dollars and, like, everyone loves her. But it's just the way the cookie crumbled.
Totally. And it's not Ariana's fault.
If Randall was on the show since day one and had an affair with Katie, it would be insane. But it's, like, no.
But it's also, like, even if you didn't know, like she's like, well, I didn't know he had a wife. You know, like, he told Lala he didn't have a wife. But it's like, okay, but that's, you were still that person.
Yeah. Like, she wasn't homewrecking. I would never call her homewrecking because she didn't go in with the intention of, like, I'm going to steal this guy. Like, she was the other woman, which fucking sucks. She didn't mean to be, but she was.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean, like, she was doing it on purpose.
Yeah. I guess I don't really know still how I feel about that situation just because the way that she, like, flaunted everything. And I do believe that she was, like, a victim of Randall's lies and deceit. But I think that at the time, she was so young and everything. But,
Of course, she was, like,
during
oh my God, money?
The time when it was happening, it was so icky to me how, like, she could never speak about it, even if it became, like, an issue. But then, like, she would lay everyone else's shit all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
And, like, that really bothered me and still continued to because, like, I mean, obviously she can't talk about him now legally, which I think is right, and she shouldn't be doing that to save herself from, like, problems. But I just don't like that she gets so deeply involved in everybody else's business when, like, she won't allow them to do the same to her.
Well, it's like the conversation they had about her reaching out to
Raquel. Oh, my fucking God.
Because, like,
that's not the same.
I'm just like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, Lala, you would have ripped someone's fucking head off if they had reached, like, if they did anything similar to you.
Yeah.
I know the situation's different, but, like, it doesn't matter. No. She would cut anyone off who, like, hung out with Randall.
Yeah.
So, like, Ariana's still fine with you reaching out to Raquel. Like, you should literally be, I don't know, it's insane to me. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is like, she tends to have like hypocritical tendencies.
And like, I'm kind of like over her right now, because also it's like, you're going to be on the, and I understand all these feelings are new for her. She's probably going through a lot, but like, just from an outside perspective, her on the reunion, screaming, yelling at Raquel and Tom, pointing fingers, like cussing, everything. And then now she's like, I think I need to reach out to Raquel. I'm just like, what are you doing?
I know.
Like, you can't, you look like a fool. She does.
Boo boo the fool.
I would literally be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like, she came in hot. Like, yeah, she had no problem talking shit about them on her Amazon lives. And then the season starts and she's like, I'm going to reach out. It feels so
I know. Like, I do think that was like a lot of production. I also think that she's like extremely vulnerable right now because of her situation with Randall. And I do think that the only reason she cared so much about it wasn't because of like Ariana being hurt. It was because they were calling her a mistress. And it's like a very like
triggering word for her.
Like, I get that. I don't think she would have been as yelly and mean if they weren't also saying those same things about her.
But again,
but literally all she had to do in those moments, all of those moments, like if she had just said what she said, like post reunion in all the interviews of being like, Randall never told me that he had a wife, you know, like she would just always keep everything in. And so like, as a viewer, it's so hard to understand like where your feelings are coming from when we don't know what the fuck is going on. And like, not for nothing, we all thought that too, because that is how it was played out on the show.
Exactly.
Because you never said, oh, actually, he told me that he didn't have a wife or he was getting separated or whatever the fuck he told you.
Yeah.
Because, like, as a viewer, it was just like one day you rolled in with a Range Rover.
Yeah.
And, like, and then you were like,
got it for me. Tom, maybe he won it. Maybe she won one. Do you remember that? No, he was trying to like justify.
Yeah. So it was just like the way that production framed it and like the way that your relationship started was very much giving mistress. And you didn't even clarify that until like post season 10.
Yeah. Very LA relationship. But so. I also think she went into it like sugar daddy vibes. And I do think she did. Obviously, they had a child together and it probably changed everything. And then finding all this shit out, it's like world's upside down.
100%.
All things aside, I think she looks like a fool.
I don't disagree. We said goodbye to Pump. R.I.P.
Oh, we did. We did.
Don't
Bye.
Really care.
I still have never been there.
I went there one time for
drinks. Just once?
Yeah. The Toms meetup.
Oh, yes.
There was some drama with the Toms because Tom Schwartz went onto a podcast.
Jax's.
And was airing. Oh, yes. Specifically Jax's. And was airing his frustrations about Tom Sandoval. And this is the one thing that I kind of was like on Sandoval's side about, because Tom Schwartz had never aired his frustrations to Sandoval.
Yeah, that's fair.
And so the first time that like Sandoval's hearing about all of the things that he's feeling were like on a public forum. Mm-hmm. And I think he's a fucking loser. And like, honestly, I don't even know why Schwartz is friends with him currently. But if you are in a friendship with someone for like decades, I think like the least you could do is just be like, listen, this is how I'm feeling right now. Like, as your business partner, as your best friend, like, blah, 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 rather than like doing it for clout.
Yeah. On a podcast.
Yes.
I would assume Schwartz never wants to say anything like that, but maybe he felt like while he was recording, he had to like sit. He just got on a tangent or something and
said
it. I think
he was just, he hit his breaking point.
Yeah. I mean, it does seem like, well, yeah, I won't talk about it, I guess.
What?
Well, because when I was like skipping through the first 7 minutes, I'm like, Schwartz does seem like he's like really upset with Tom.
Well, Yeah.
Which is surprising to me, but I don't know. Obviously, it'll be out by now when this comes out. Yeah. But
well, Sandoval says to him, he's like, they're sitting eating, and he was like, I just like want to know if you're going to stick with me or whatever.
Yeah.
And Schwartz was like, I'm going to do what's best for me.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I thought he was talking about his birthday party. I was like, so you're going to come? He's like, I'm going to do what's best for me. Right?
Yeah, but I think it like leans into like the bigger picture of like,
okay,
where do you stand? Are you going to stick by me or are you going to like be Team Ariana?
Are you going to go to emo night?
Yeah. Which he said, and I almost fell off.
He said it so
funny.
He's like, she's going to emo night.
I was reading an article today and they were spelling it N-I-G-H-T.
No.
And I was like, this is.
That's the wrong emo night.
Who do I contact?
I don't know. Well, Randall. Or I mean, not also, Randall, like, Daryl.
Terrible journalism skills, because it says right on the screen, N-I-T-E.
Yep. Who wrote it? Name them.
And that was like pretty much it for them. Sheena talks about her OCD with postpartum, sad. Which was really sad. I think that at first, I think the bit with Brock was a little much for me, but I also think it speaks so much to like the struggles of people who deal with postpartum depression or like OCD and how it affects everybody. And I do think it's like important to hear how it affects other people mm-hmm. too. But then, you know, like they came around, he understood and whatever. And I like that it was like so raw.
Yeah, at me first, too. I was like, oh my I feel God, like we Brock. Never see them oh raw God, like Brock. That. Yeah. They always seem just like great.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of nice to see.
Yeah. Because I think it would be so different if he was just like, I support you.
Yeah.
No matter what. But it's like, oh no, like this is really affecting mm-hmm. him too. And you can tell that it's affecting him. And it also shows that like, if you aren't the person dealing with it, then you really don't know
yeah.
how crippling it can be.
Yeah.
And I think it was just like a nice raw moment.
I agree. And they like got over it fine. And then they were like laughing by the yeah. end of it. Who knows how long they were filming, but it seems like, okay, they seem like good if they can like have these conversations and then like not hold it against each other yeah. by the end of the conversation.
I think it's just like all about understanding.
Yeah.
And then guys, we went to emo night.
We went and we did.
And we were there.
And we were there.
We were
very close. There. Aaron was closer, but
We didn't really see much, but TJ got some airtime. Morgan so got crazy. Some airtime, just did their like little stick figure, did a little wave, mm-hmm. didn't say a word.
He's probably like, what is this?
Yeah, so but don't like get it. Literally they probably mentioned emo night like easily 20 times in the episode.
I'm so excited for the next one that's already out when you guys hear this, but I'm so excited to see what else is in it.
I know. Well, Katie DM'd me and she was like, oh, I'm so sad. Like, what did she say?
So they don't get to the good stuff till next week.
Yeah.
I think she said. Which, I don't know, emo night or like the episode?
I think emo night.
Okay, good. Because, yeah, they didn't show them like DJing or Sheena performing or anything.
No.
So that'll definitely
but
be
on. Also, there. I feel like other people are going to be like, James hadn't even gotten there yet.
Right. That's true.
She said, I'm Shorts. So bummed we have to wait till next week for the real shit.
I can't wait. Well, it also looks juicy, the episode itself.
Because, I know.
And I hate to talk about it because it's already out. So you guys probably are like, yeah, obviously, but.
We'll talk about it next
week. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Well, yeah, we will.
So, I mean, I'm interested to see what there is left.
Me too. Hopefully it's the whole episode. But it's definitely not going to be.
Ooh, yeah, Schwartz like yells at Ariana.
That's what the preview was. He was like, you're not the queen of the group.
Yeah. The big takeaway and the end of the episode was Sandoval texts James and invites him and Allie to his birthday party. And James obviously just like went because production told him to.
Yeah.
Like we all know that.
Yeah.
And it was really funny. Allie was like, I'm sitting in the car. Like, I'm not going in there. Yeah. I'm team Ariana. And I was like, that's the only kind of friend I want
that's
in my life.
That's a slay.
That is the only person I want in my life. And so she stays in the car.
She's also not close with Sandoval. So it's so easy for her too, to be like, yeah. actually go. Like, yeah. that's kind of a nice position to be in, to be honest. You're not in the middle whatsoever.
Totally. It seemed like he was in there for less than 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Based on the way that it was shown on the TV, but he goes in and he's like, okay, let's talk Sandy.
I think it continues.
They go and chat. No, he left.
He did. Okay.
Yeah, because then he peed on their bushes.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that moment.
And
no, those are Ariana's bushes too.
He's like, are you going to like apologize? James is like, are you going to apologize to me for betraying me? And then rather than just being like, yeah, I'm really sorry, because he's never apologized to James. That's crazy.
I know.
And he was like, well, the thing is, I don't need to apologize to you because of all that stuff that happened with Kristen.
Oh, that's right.
And you're just like, you're fucking kidding me.
Literally, that was 10 years ago.
Also, like, the circumstances were so different. Like, Sandoval, you paid for James to propose to Raquel.
It's insane. Although, James was not friends with any of them. Like, really, right? Barely.
But Tom's thing was like, you were calling me your best mate. And it's like, okay, but like, you did not have that same relationship.
Right.
Also, like, not for nothing, both things can be wrong. Like,
right.
Just because so James whataboutism. And Kristen right. happened yeah. doesn't mean that you shouldn't still apologize right. for then sleeping with your best friend's fiance.
Yeah.
Ex-fiance.
But still.
No, like, yeah. it's crazy. And, like, that's what's so frustrating to me is I'm like, yeah, okay, James doing that to Tom, like, honestly, don't even remember the semantics of the situation, but, like, probably not great. But, Tom, you can still be sorry and apologize.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with
for
it.
Doing something shitty.
Yeah. It's very, like, well, you did this, so. And it's yeah. like, that's never going to end well.
So I can do it, too.
Yeah. I think I think Sandoval's, like, I'm not trying to take a side. I'm not taking a side. But I think he was trying to be, like, why do I need to, like, why is everyone all, you know, why is this happening to me when you did the same thing and everyone was fine with you? And now I did the same thing and everyone is, like, Sandoval's a liar.
Sandoval is a liar. Wait, why did my...
Noties?
No, like I have my podcast thing, but the Am I the Assholes didn't come up. So I'll just have to open my computer, but that's okay.
Well, I have like a couple.
That's really annoying. I got three of them.
Oh. Well, the thing is, it's already been over an hour, so great. We don't really need
to. We just do one.
Yeah, well, we can just do one.
But yeah, I'm excited to see what happens
next episode. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
I thought it was a great episode.
I agree. I thought it was good. It was like very exciting for us too, specifically. Yes.
I just think there was like a lot happening. And it's seeing the dynamics. Mm-hmm. I love the confrontations.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited for next week's
episode. People were asking why we didn't recap the first episode. I feel like we kind of forgot, but also like nothing really happened. So it's like, meh.
It was just like a little like the reintroduction of what happened.
Yeah, the first episode of reality TV is always like whatever, in my opinion. Unless it's like, I don't know, unless something real crazy is going on. But all right.
Poor Paris.
Am I the asshole for wanting to visit my dying father? I'll try to keep this short. I browse the sub a lot. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Trying to get outside perspective. I, 20 female, live with my boyfriend, 25 male. I work part-time and make $17 an hour. I just finished my associate's degree. My boyfriend loves to brag about how he helped me with my degree, how he helped me out of the gutter, and I honestly think he loves throwing it in my face that he supported me through college even though I worked and was helping pay the bills. My part-time job cut my hours. It's been a struggle, and I've had to rely on my boyfriend more than I've wanted to. My father, who lives in a different state, is sick and dying. I visited him when I've been able to afford it, and he's just getting worse, and his wife decided to move him to hospice. And it's pretty much now or never to see my dad before he dies. I asked my boyfriend, hey, can we go visit and I'll pay you back over how many months/times you want, whatever. I don't care. I just want to see my dad. My boyfriend shut me down. He said, absolutely not. I'm a mooch. I take advantage of him. My dying dad doesn't trump his spending/needing to pay off his debt and loans.
What?
He screamed at me, threatened to take my debit card and use my next paycheck to pay his debt and told me to get over myself and stop being a whiny baby and called me some not nice names. And now I feel crummy and keep questioning whether I should do this or not. My boyfriend also brought up how my dad and I weren't close when I was growing up and how I'll always be a dumb bitch with daddy issues. Okay, this is obviously... I read half of this. But like the top comment was like, I was on his side at first and I switched. So I was like, okay, maybe this is like a good one. But
how could you ever be on his side?
I think at the very beginning, people were like, I was on his side at the beginning.
Yeah, but like why?
I don't know.
Nothing even happened.
I don't know. That's just what I saw. where was I? Am I the asshole for wanting to visit my dad before he passes? I don't think I am, but I reached out to a friend/old classmate and they agreed that with my boyfriend, and now I am really doubting myself on this.
I literally don't understand what's happening.
So basically she has a part-time job, made $17 an hour, but they cut her hours. So now she's like relying more on her boyfriend. Yes. She's been like paying for her stuff.
Okay.
And now she's like, can we please go see my dying father?
Literally don't understand the issue here. I don't understand.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know the issue specifically, but he seems to be upset that she keeps taking money from him and is not paying him back. But she was like, when we go see my dying father, like, I will pay you back. Like, however you want, like, whatever. I just need to go see him. To me, it's just like, money doesn't matter in that situation. Yeah. Like, just take care of it. If you obviously don't love her, because if you did, you'd be like, yes, of course.
And like,
I'll put anything aside.
All of these like names you're calling her.
I mean, yeah, that's insane. That's like the ultimate red flag.
Like, just break up with him.
Yeah, I agree.
Go see your dad and break up with him.
Yeah. I don't know if she can afford it though, which is sad. But it's like, can you
ask your friend?
Ask somebody to help you.
Yeah.
Ask us.
I will Venmo you.
I'll help you. Yeah.
That sucks. I know. That is not... Yikes.
Yeah. We can do another one because that one's like...
I didn't realize that he was like annoyed with... I thought for some reason I heard it as like he was supporting her and it wasn't like a pay me back situation.
Oh.
So now I can understand why that would be frustrating if like he was expecting her to pay
him
back. But like again, her dad is dying. It's not like she's going to the mall.
Yeah. It's not like she's going to go buy a Gucci bag.
Yeah.
I think that just in those moments... Why would anything like that matter? You know what I mean?
Nope. Crazy.
This one is about a podcast. Am I the asshole for asking my husband to listen to my podcast?
Oh, I read this.
You did?
Well, yeah, I got a bunch for yesterday, but then we never read them.
Oh, yeah, we didn't. Okay, well, stay tuned to Good Influences. Honestly, I do. Do you want me to read it then? Or?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Honestly, I do think I'm the asshole here.
No, let's just talk about it.
Well, no, I just meant like, should I read a different one? Because I already read it. I don't know if I like really finished it. So is it like...
No, I think it's...
Okay.
We could talk about it.
Okay. I run a small podcast. I'm not going to reveal any information about the podcast except for the fact that it's about books. I do a lot of work for this podcast, reading, preparing, booking guests, editing, etc. I don't make any money off of it, but I really enjoy doing it, and it makes day-to-day life a lot more filling. Okay, I just can't read. My husband has been supportive. He helped me make music for the show, design my first logo, and for my birthday, he even ordered keychains and stuff with the current logo on it, but he has never listened to the show. His reasons are twofold. One is that he doesn't really read books, and so the subject matter doesn't interest him. The second is that he claims he gets anxiety over hearing me talk because he has extreme public speaking anxiety, and he sometimes sees me as an extension of himself and feels the same anxiety. I don't completely understand it, but there's that. Well, for a while I accepted it until the other day when I borrowed his iPad and clicked Apple Podcasts to see if there were any new reviews. I saw the page for my show and it said not interested anymore ? And a thing saying it stopped downloading episodes to his device. Something about that just broke my heart and I started crying. I don't get a lot of listeners for the show. It's mostly just friends and family, and my husband isn't one of them. I know he supports the show in other ways though. So when he asked why I was crying, I asked him, "Why don't you just try my show? You listen to hours and hours of YouTube and podcasts every day and you're not always into these topics, but why won't you listen to my show?" He claims I'm trying to guilt him into listening, and I suppose I was, but I just felt so shitty. Am I the asshole?
I don't think that her airing her being upset about feeling like she's not supported is her trying to guilt him. I think she's just genuinely telling him how she feels.
I agree with that. And I think, she's named the asshole in this, though.
I know.
Which is so interesting.
That's why I screenshotted it. Because I don't really think it's like very black and white here. Like, I think that she's just like upset that it's not garnering a lot of attention elsewhere.
Yeah.
And he's a person that she can kind of be like, but you're someone who knows me and you could do it. And like, it would mean the most to me if you were the one who listened to it.
Yeah.
So I get why she's really upset.
Yeah.
But I think that she can communicate that to him, but I don't think that he has to listen.
Yeah. And he's supporting her in other ways, which I think is really sweet. It's not like he's like, fuck you and your podcast. It's just like, doesn't interest him. That's fine.
Yeah, like, and if it's specifically about books.
Yeah.
Like, if you were talking about everyday stuff that like he could kind of just like go along with, but if you were talking about a specific book, it's like you can't really expect that out of anybody.
No, I know. Like, if Nolan had a podcast about music notes, I'd be like, I'm not listening because I don't understand.
Yeah,
like, I don't care about this.
Yeah,
I feel like it's fine. And I feel like partners don't have to be like listening. They don't have to be that involved if they don't want to be.
Yeah, I just like don't really like his response, like, you're trying to guilt me. Like, I think that if he was just like,
maybe he just felt guilty.
Yeah,
you know,
or he could be like, I'm really sorry, like, these are the other ways I support you, but like, I've already told you I don't listen because of XYZ. I also don't like how he was like, I have like secondhand anxiety, when it's like, no, you mean embarrassment.
Oh, that's so interesting. Cause I was thinking, wow, that's interesting. Like, that's a good excuse. Like, maybe he does feel that way and he's like, I just can't.
I know, but it's like, why would you be anxious about like your wife who's pursuing like her dream?
Anxiety doesn't have any reasoning.
I know. To me, it's just like, you know, you're like embarrassed by it.
I think, yeah. I mean, I don't know fully, but it seems like he says an extension of, I think he's like scared she's going to say something embarrassing.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
I know.
But I think it's real. Like, I think that anxiety is probably real.
No, totally.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, you don't know what she's saying because you don't listen to it anyway. So if you did listen to it, then you could have conversations with her about it and be like, hey, can you not talk about this stuff?
True. I don't know.
I just don't think it's necessary that he listens, and I feel bad for her that she doesn't feel like she has any support from people close to her in her life.
She does. I said friends and family listen.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
I thought she said like not many people listen.
Well, I think like she's not like getting good numbers, but like her friends and family listen, except for her husband. So that's another reason she's like, why can't you listen?
Yeah, like, I would just be like, whatever.
Yeah.
I would never expect TJ to listen.
I know. Like, I feel bad because she is upset about it, and that's very valid, but like, you can't make anyone.
I don't think she's the asshole. I think she was just like communicating with him to be like, this is how I'm feeling.
Yeah. He claims I'm trying to guilt him into listening, and I suppose I was.
I don't think that.
I don't think so either. I was in a relationship where like he would feel guilty and be like, I feel like you're trying to make me feel guilty. I'm like, no, you just feel guilty. Like,
yeah.
I think you just feel guilty.
Like, I think if she was like, my podcast is going to fail if you don't listen to it, like, then
that would be crazy.
Yeah. Like, then that would be like her trying to guilt him into listening to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just like, oh,
I will die
like,
without
you're
this
my
podcast.
Husband and I love you and I want you to support me in this way. Like, that's not guilting. That's just her.
Exactly.
Being communicative.
Yeah, sometimes men just like can't accept the fact that they're like hurting someone's feelings. And so they're like, you're making me feel guilty. Like you're trying to. It's like, well, yeah, you fucked up. You should feel guilty.
Even though he like didn't.
No, he didn't. I just mean like in other scenarios. No, he's fine. He's also supporting her like, in other ways. I think he's really sweet actually.
Yeah. Oh my God, that would be enough for me. I'd be like, oh, thank you.
No, literally. Like anything. It's like, whatever. But that is all. Thank you so much for listening / watching. If you're part of our Patreon, patreon.com/onlyfriends, we upload our podcast early on Mondays. And if you're not, we release our podcast on audio platforms on Wednesdays and video on our OnlyFriends YouTube channel. We also have another podcast called Good Influences with Matt King and Mike Sheffer, and that comes out every Tuesday. We also have some new bonus episodes up last month, this month, every month. We put up about 2 episodes on Patreon, so stay tuned for that. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.